Lisa Lampanelli Show.
And I, for one, am offended.
Howard 101. Now, Lisa Lampanelli.
Hey, it's Lisa Lampanelli here with my monthly show on Howard 101. Call in at 888-STERN-101. The lines are full, but fucking try anyway. I have as my special guests in studio a couple of the gals. A couple of the gals who've been to my house many times. I consider them actual friends and not just showbiz friends. I have from OutQ, Mr. Frank DeCaro.
Hello, darling.
Hello. And of course, from CBS Magazine. And also, he's a television writer. He's fabulous. And he's married to Frank, so they cornhole occasionally.
Very occasionally.
Yes,
very,
I know.
Very occasionally.
I know, over 40. I know the struggle.
That's true.
And on the phone, we have Noah Levy, who is a part of the VH1 show, The Gossip Table. Noah, are you there, babe?
I am right here. I'm so excited. And right when you said cornhole, I was actually eating corn on the cob.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
You faggots. You faggots are so typical.
You keep that cob to yourself, Missy.
Now, Noah, have you met Jim and Frank?
Sure.
I did. The first time I met both of them together was actually at dinner with you at Rosa Mexicano. And these two guys used to be my neighbors in Manhattan until I moved.
Yeah, why did you move?
Because we live there.
I moved. I know, exactly. Yeah, the smell of corn. No, my boyfriend and I broke up, so I moved to Midtown, where is actually, it's not, a lot of people don't know this, only straight people live in Midtown.
I know. Well, that's, I know, true. That. I live there.
Only.
Just to
only
get away from people. You fucking faggots.
I live actually right next door to a straight bar.
Ooh. Oh my God.
No.
It's
I'm
horrible.
So
they just clutched the pearls.
Let's just go to a topic that we're way more comfortable with.
Wait,
than straight
can I
people.
Send him a sympathy card right now?
You may, you terrible. May. We are here to discuss what list Lisa's on. Now, Noah, we were discussing before the break that I've got nothing going on in my life, and I'm probably on what we like to call the C-minus list. You put me in the In Touch magazine when I had a photo spread about my weight loss. Which list would you put LL on? And I won't hold it against you no matter what you say.
Lisa Lampanelli, I'm putting you on an A-list. You're on my A-list.
Well, no, because you're a fucking faggot.
It's, well, no, I have good taste also, and I'm Jewish. So, you know, I don't know what that means, but I like a girl with a dirty humor. No, you're on my A-list, 150%. You know, I'm not sure, though, if you want to be with the other people that are on my A-list.
Uh-oh.
But on
Butch
Connie
Patrick.
Selica.
Connie Selica. Oh. Okay, the only people within earshot who know who that is are Jim and Frank.
We're sitting, Okay. Oh, and Grace Jones. I know he's a big Grace Jones fan.
Yeah. Grace Jones, Connie Selica, Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, God.
Morgan Fairchild. That's a good one.
I guess. Yeah.
She works, Lisa.
She works.
She does.
She's beautiful.
She on freaking Lifetime. Unless you're on Army Wives or Dance Moms and you're on Lifetime.
Lisa, she's 90 and she works. Okay.
Well,
and any of us would kill to be on Lifetime, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. I probably would too at this point.
Yes.
Now, Frank, let me ask you, because you're a bitchy queen.
I try.
What's great is Jim is not.
No, he's worse. He's just quieter about
it. Okay, so he's a stealth bitchy fag.
He's a stealth bitchy fag. Yes, that's very true. SBF.
You've created a new word.
Yes, we've done that right now.
What is the deal with homosexuals and gossip? Why do you girls love it so much?
I think it's, well, we like celebrity to begin with. Not all, obviously. And yes, I'll get a letter saying you're stereotyping. But that's what I traffic in, stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
gays
like celebrity, and we like pop culture, and we like pop culture history. And so I think we're into all of that. So naturally, loving gossip is part of that, because you like all the minutia about the people you love. You know, if Noah could find out Grace Jones's toothpaste, he'd go out of his mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think. Right,
yeah,
Noah?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, totally. And I do gossip stuff for a living. What I love more than the whole gossip thing is I'm fascinated by comebacks.
Mm.
A comeback is...
Wait, a bitchy comeback or a comeback in a career?
A career comeback. I love seeing someone fail, not because I like to see people fail, but because I like the hope of them coming back. And I also like to see the failed attempts. You know, the one most... Something that I was fascinated by for so long was... could Whitney Houston come back? Like 10 years ago, I was like, can she do it? She tried, she tried. You get to see what doesn't work. And there are some people that come back, like Jessica Simpson,
yeah,
but it's not by doing what originally they did. They come back by selling shoes.
Yeah,
she's
a billionaire because of those friggin' horribly uncomfortable ghetto ass bitch
shoes. And the perfume.
And the right.
But I thought she was a competitive eater now. Isn't that what her
Kobayashi.
I'm sorry.
That was actually a baby, Frank.
Frank, that's what straight people do.
They make babies. I'll explain it to you later.
It's disgusting and everything.
I don't want to hear about it. No, I thought she was
when a man and a woman
a
love each
person.
Other very much.
Now, Jim, you are a man of a certain age.
Yes.
Do you feel...
The gray.
No. You are in your 40s, am I right?
Yes.
As a child, do you remember any gossip stories or celebrity gossip from your past that you just go, oh my God, I eat that shit up?
It wasn't even just my own past. My parents would like, you would think that the Eddie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds and Elizabeth Taylor thing was going on in the 80s. Because 30 years later, my parents were talking about it like there were new wrinkles to be found. Like, right. Did you hear what happened?
Right.
It'll
so like
30
the way,
years ago?
The way that everyone who Noah worships is 80 years old,
yes.
It's like that
yes.
kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's why everybody I worship isn't 80 years old, because I grew up with all the gossip from a generation before me.
Right. Were they like conspiracy theorists about
yes.
the affair? Or?
Oh, they had definite opinions.
They have great taste. Wow.
Now, that's the thing. It's back then, it seemed, though, a little more innocent. Like, now you have to do crazy shit. Back then, you could just bang Carrie Fisher's mom or whatever, and you'd be famous. Now you got to put yourselves on tape.
You got to put it on video.
It's yeah. disgusting.
And it gets harder and harder to beat the shock factor. Like, mm-hmm. you can't just show your beaver when you get out of a car anymore.
I can't.
Yeah, well, Paris Hilton did it. I think that the shock uh-huh. factor's gone.
Mike, cross that off the list.
But I think...
How about your asshole? You got to back out. Back out with your dress
That's
up.
That's perfect.
Yeah. I think if Kim Kardashian had opened her legs getting out of a limo and little North's head was sticking, if she was
crowning.
That would have been the next.
That would make the papers.
Crowning.
Well, I think this tells it. They sold the Kardashian sex tape for $1 million.
Right.
And they were offering $5 million for a picture of North, the kid. So actually, five times more seeing what came out of that than actually.
But don't little black kids all look alike? So
yeah,
you could like just saying. Show a picture of yeah. anybody?
Like Webster.
I was hoping Webster. That the baby was not going to be black. I was hoping that the baby was going to come out Asian.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the best thing that could possibly happen. I mean, we've all been in the scenario where we're expecting a child, the baby comes out, and it's the wrong race. But, you know, for Kim, for that to happen to Kim Kardashian would be epic.
Right. Then all of a sudden, the Kim, what's his, the guy from
Kim
the...
Kim Jong-il?
Yeah. He's A-list all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Boom.
I think he is kind of A-list. I think Dennis Rodman tried to get on the A-list by trafficking with people who are... what is that guy? He's a dictator.
Yeah,
he's bad.
Yeah.
Kim Jong Un, I
or
think.
Or J Lo performing for human rights violators
right.
for their
yeah.
birthdays.
In a place we didn't know existed.
Yes,
that
exactly.
was the other.
That
part.
Took a lot of skill yeah. to get. That
I could
booking.
Go to South Africa and bring back apartheid.
You
I bet
could.
I'd get really
that
famous
that. Would get
for
you
that.
Very famous.
Oh. Like
it's a good
that.
Week for that, too. We're all praying for Mandela.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
really good.
Oh,
good week, see,
he's not
time.
Dead yet?
Not yet.
Yeah. No. Don't tweet it. That's all I'm saying.
I have a
don't tweet that, Lisa.
No.
Don't tweet that.
Oh, God.
You'll get 1 million followers.
I want 1 million followers. Go ahead, Jim.
I have a thought for you. I think if you want to get famous for no reason, mm-hmm. follow the example, the classic example from old school Zsa Zsa.
Yes.
Anything Zsa Zsa did up through the 80s, you do. Slap a meter maid. Remember the time that she was throwing a concert and like concert? What did she do?
Yeah.
I mean, like what did she perform on stage?
Right.
But there was somebody in a wheelchair in the front row, and she had them removed because he distracted her.
I agree with that, by the way, fully, because those fucking wheels—if the light hits that wheel. That's a distraction to me, and I can't have it.
At your next show, pick on the disabled. You will make the papers.
I kind of do pick on the disabled, though.
But not in a loving way.
Oh,
try doing
it.
Have them ejected.
Yeah, do it in a mean way.
Manually
yeah.
ejected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dumped out of the wheelchair and dragged out.
You know what? I could get my legs cut off like Zsa Zsa. Doesn't she?
She just lost one.
Just
yeah,
one?
Just one.
We
oh
have it, though.
God.
We have it. It's an umbrella stand.
Now they call her Eileen.
No, we do.
Ah, Jim. Oldest joke ever, but I like it.
Boom, boom.
Thank you.
Now, are there celebrities, we've named an obvious one, Kim Kardashian, but other than her, are there people, Noah, that you just wish would go away, that you've said enough is enough?
You know who I'm kind of sick of that I really think needs a break, and I think she has talent and she's kind of amazing, but she needs to go away? Nicki Minaj. I need her to take
yeah.
the year off.
Yeah.
someone who is who there's too much of her, but I'm actually fascinated, is Amanda Bynes.
Yes. Well, she keeps doing kooky things, which I like. But, you know, with this Nicki Minaj, I don't get it. Could you explain to me why she's famous and what the fucking fuck about her?
Well, because America loves a black drag queen. RuPaul is most drinking, and she is, you know, making millions on that TV show. You know, Nicki Minaj is a miniature RuPaul.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's really what it is all about. You know, she's like a black Barbie doll, and there's something really fascinating about that. But I think she took it too far.
Right.
And I think the worst thing you can do is not take a little time off.
Mm.
And she needs to take some time off. She needs to go away, even if it's, you know, I'm not saying she needs to go to rehab, but go to a fake rehab, do something, go to a spa. Take a year off. I think her doing American Idol or X Factor or Peak Factor, whatever it was with Mariah Carey, was a bad move.
Right.
It made her too accessible. It showed that she actually doesn't seem like the nicest gal in town.
Right.
And it wasn't good for her image. Amanda Bynes, I mean, she's doing like guerrilla marketing. She's just tweeting and, you know, getting arrested. You know, for that, you don't have to pay a publicist. I think that's brilliant.
It is pretty smart. Now, the you know who really sticks in my craw is this Rihanna. Because I have to tell you something, she gets hit, she gets more famous. Now, Jimmy yeah. Big Balls, I challenge you to give me a crack in the fucking skull right now.
Again?
I won't even get more famous.
I got
this
10
is
bucks.
Why you marry an Italian, because they hit you with an open fist
That's
and
right.
a closed fist on Valentine's Day. But I can't suck a dick and get hit to get more famous. But Frank, are you in the camp of, oh, Rihanna's so fantastic? She was okay, but suddenly she gets hit and she's fucking famous because she's a goddamn survivor.
It didn't hurt her career, which
It helped.
No, I didn't picture that she would be as big a star as she is.
Yeah.
She wasn't on, you know, I didn't think that would happen, but I didn't think Katy Perry would go beyond one song either. And she's a huge, you know, got a huge.
But there's something about her I like there. More because she hasn't been hit. I think, Rihanna, we all feel too sorry for her, but then she's stupid enough to keep going back to the guy.
Yeah, that's the upsetting thing, is the idea that she would go back. But she, you know, but her songs are good, and you sing them in the car, and you move around. And you
if I sing here, Shine Bright Like a Diamond once more, I want to fucking put a bullet in my head, and my asshole husband is always singing it. Go ahead, honey.
Shine Bright Like a Diamond.
He sounds like a freaking leprechaun
yeah,
when he
does
Shine Bright Like a Diamond. He puts the stupidest shit in my head. The other day, we're watching Happy Days reruns, and he's like, hey,
oh
honey,
God.
Did I? And I'm like, thank you for putting that in my head for the rest of my
was
life.
This, I noticed welcome. That you watch these reruns at 3 a.m.
Yeah,
you're
oh, always. We have
that's
nothing
some
else
sex
to
life
do.
You got going on
well,
there.
That's
like
the thing.
A 3
to avoid sex, we put on the Christian channel and watch what? Family Ties?
Oh,
Family Ties, absolutely.
I love it. I love it. Sam from California, do you have a question for our guests?
Lisa, no, I don't. But first of all, I love you. You're A-list on my list, honey, all day long, every day.
Thank you.
And you were talking about that Kardashian kid.
Yeah.
It's praying that it would have came out of anybody else's vagina but hers.
Yeah, you know, I would be pretty hard-pressed to think I'd have a good life if I was her kid. That's really scary
I would
to
come
me.
Out of her vagina. Look at the money they have. They have, and his album
I
is
would
good.
I go into her vagina.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Let's look. I know Frank and Jim, you have very successful careers. Shut up. You do. In my opinion, my
he just fell down.
Okay, you know what? You guys, to
other,
me,
it's true. Other than money, we're in.
That's what
very
I was
going
to say.
You know, yes. They say buy the premise, buy the bit. So far, I'm not buying the premise.
All I was going to say is, you guys have actual talent. Wouldn't you rather settle for less talent? I'm sorry, less money at the level of talent you have,
no.
rather than be like that, Frank? You're a freaking whore.
Oh my God. When I heard this one song all last summer, and the woman was saying, my dreams are not for sale. My dreams are for sale. And they're marked down. Okay. I would sell out in a heartbeat.
Well, are you the kind of guy who, if somebody died and left you a lot of money, you would just retire?
Oh yes.
I thought you really liked to think of yourself, though. You want to get more famous. You want to get more known.
Well, I do.
Yeah,
but
not
really,
by doing anything.
Not by doing anything. No, I want direct deposit for being me. And I've always wanted that. That's the problem. And it doesn't
that's
work
true.
After.
That's
I've done well up to this point.
And that's what the reality people have done. They have direct deposit for being them. They just do something stupid and they film it.
Right.
And well, now the new thing to me is I look at commercials because I think I really want to go up for commercials. Mm-hmm. You have to be ugly to be on a commercial now. I'm not ugly enough to be on. I'm getting there, but I'm not so
Frank,
far. Not
if
ugly Frank,
if
enough.
It helps at all, I really think you're ugly enough.
You're sweet. Thank you.
No,
I love
you're actually.
You.
We've said it many times about Frank, and he said it about himself a lot. He is not ugly. He's just fat.
I'm big as a house.
And fat does not equal ugly.
No.
And I object to people who think
Frank,
it does.
I have a little bit of advice for you. If you want to make more money,
then
listen up. Lisa, take notes.
Yes, sir.
Release a sex tape.
No. I don't know. People
release
think I'm not funny now. I don't think that. Maybe that would work.
A sex tape. No, I'm telling you. Accidentally release it. Then come up with the whole story that your ex-boyfriend, your secret lover, released it. It'll be a big scandal.
No, we could release a sex vine.
It's true. My sex vine. That's a
oh
good,
my God.
It's a good 6 seconds, but sometimes that's enough.
I know.
You can't unsee those 6 seconds.
Now, Jim, when you met Frank and he was so famous and he was on The Daily Show and he
I
was
did have
just,
a career when he met
you
me.
Were fantastic. You were on the rise and suddenly everything stopped.
Exactly.
Jim, are you disappointed in Frank?
How could anyone not be disappointed?
Well, that's sweet. I thought you were going to say something saccharine. You want to fuck right now? I'll do
Let's
it.
Do it.
If you insult me, I'm so there. I wish
oh,
I keep
my
trying,
God. Yeah. Noah, do you think, what about all the talent out there, the actors and the actresses who refuse to come out of the closet and behind closed doors and on this station? We'll talk very freely about, oh, this one's a homosexual, but not out of the closet yet. What do you think? Will these people, if these famous people who you know who I'm alluding to, would their career plummet, in your opinion, if they were to come out of the closet?
If you were to ask me a few years ago, I would, behind closed doors, I'd say yes. In public, I would say no. You know what? Now I really think it would help your career. There's so many people. There's so much young talent. A lot of these actors that are in their 40s, that have not come out, I would say come out now, and it would actually benefit your career. Look at Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes.
His career is better than ever.
Oh, my God, he's gay?
I know. It's a shame. But, I mean, if William Shatner, I'm not saying he's gay, but if he was to come out now, do you know how much money he would make? He would make so much money from a tell-all book about living in the closet for 60 years.
Where no man has gone before.
Exactly.
Except for George Takei.
Yeah. No, I know. I think it would help people. You know, I'm drawing a blank on his name, but what's his face that was in Magic Mike, the Ken doll guy that just came out of
Channing
the closet?
Channing Tatum?
No,
he's not.
Came out of the closet.
Oh, I don't know who that
Matt
is.
Bomer.
Oh. Matt Bomer. His career is better than ever after he came out. And he was actually
you could tell. Nobody knew who he was. It's like, who?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think if you come out now, you know, it's different. Women can come out all the time if they're gay or not. They can make out with a chick and they sell millions of albums. With guys, you really can't do that. But I think now it could actually benefit you.
When your name is that close to boner, you really don't have much of a choice.
You know, we're going to take a break. Noah, stick on the line, please, because we want to talk about how I can engineer coming out of the closet and becoming more famous, even though I'm straight. So let's work on that. That might be me and Portia de Rossi, or is she taken?
Let's think of the actress that you get caught
with.
No, that
would be the great sex triangle.
Ooh, okay, so I'm Lisa Lampanelli. Call in 888-STERN-101. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't want to be made fun of, please raise your hand now.
The Lisa Lampanelli Show.
But enough about that pickle kisser.
Call 888-STERN-101.
You guys are great. Clap for yourselves for coming out tonight.
We'll be back with more of the Lisa Lampanelli Show.
Howard 101.